And we have been following for the last 8 weeks the 97.9 The Hill 2018 Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. This is a great, great event. We do it every year with UNC Healthcare, the UNC Wellness Centers at Cary and Meadowmont. 64 challengers picked from the community, divided into 8 teams of 8. Each team gets a coach, and they spend 8 weeks working together to become the healthiest yous that they can be. That challenge is wrapping up. We've got our wrap-up show coming up in less than a week on Monday night at 6:30. And we are joined here in the studio right now by Jamie McGee, the Health Education Director for UNC Wellness Centers. Jamie, good to have you here in the studio.
Hey, Aaron. Thank you guys so much.
Let me actually turn up your actual
mic. There we go. Hey, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now.
Thank you for having me here.
Mic is on. All right. So tell us about the Healthiest You Challenge, and tell us about UNC Healthcare and its commitment to the challenge, because this has been a really cool thing
absolutely.
For years.
Absolutely. So, you know, first and foremost, we are thankful for the opportunity to partner with 97.9 The Hill and UNC Healthcare championing and presenting this particular challenge this year. And UNC Wellness Centers also being a big part of the participants' journey through their healthiest challenges over the last 8 weeks. UNC Healthcare's commitment, you know, right there, leading, teaching, caring. I would say the same for UNC Wellness Centers. It's our mission to be a leading medical fitness facility, and I hope here in our triangle area for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Raleigh, Durham residents, that we've been able to do that over the last couple of months. I feel that with UNC Healthcare's sort of approval, backing, endorsement, we're making a really big difference in the lives of the 64 challengers that came through our doors and made a commitment to themselves and to each other to keep forging through this challenge. I always like to say 8 weeks seems like a short time, but it's also a really long time. Mm-hmm. If you're in the midst of something physical, something within your meal plan, trying something new, enduring muscle soreness, or just changes with your life and changes in the decision making of what you're going to do. Am I going to take my exercise clothes? Am I going to go to that exercise class? Am I going to skip it? Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of us every day that, you know, make these different choices to move or not to move, to eat, you know, this meal or that meal. And it can be really hard. But when you see the changes and also when you hear the positive feedback that I've gotten to hear and been fortunate to hear over the last few weeks, it certainly has made me feel really good personally. And then I have a great deal of pride in UNC Wellness Centers and what we do at UNC Healthcare for our communities. It's a bittersweet moment for me to come to be so near to the end and knowing that we get to send off our challengers along, if you will, to keep on going and forging their own journey.
So I know we get this kind of feedback every single year from people, and this year's no different, that the 64 competitors, when you talk to them, you're like, oh, this is such a really cool experience, and it's so rewarding in a way that a lot of the people who participate in the challenge, they've tried to change, and I mean, changing is always harder than not changing, right?
So absolutely.
People try to change, and they try to take those steps that they know that they need to take, and it doesn't necessarily work, doesn't necessarily stick, and then they do the Healthiest You Challenge, and they really feel like it does. So what is it about this challenge that is unique? What is it about this challenge that gets people over the hump, as it were?
Good one. That's a great question. I think for me, what I look at when I stand back and I see the changes and I hear about the things that people are telling me back during and after the challenge, it's the support.
Mm-hmm.
It's the support of their teammates. It's the support of the staff and administration. It's the support from all of you. It's the support of their peers, their spouses, their family and friends outside of the wellness centers. And it really is a big part of what the challenge is for us is the coaching. So each of the teams is assigned a coach or two, and their UNC Wellness Center staff, and they're made up of all kinds of backgrounds, group exercise instructors, you know, our health educator, a dietitian, you know, wellness center attendant. So we've got a variety of staff members that are part of the challenge, And it's the support and encouragement and motivation that they're providing back to our challengers, and then the challengers are giving it back to each other. And that's where you see that sort of organic growth of support within a unit or the team. And then across each team, I invited teams to work out together, or challengers to work out with different teams. That was something new that I encouraged to do for our challengers this
year. Everyone was talking about that
and
this
that
year.
Was,
like, they really liked
that. I think that made a really big difference in creating a kind of a bigger cohesive challenger group versus just, this is my team. I'm on, you know, UNC Wellness Center's team. I'm on UNC Healthcare's team. I only, you know, work with Matt. I only go to Matt's workouts. And now I'm trying Susan's workout. And now I'm trying Liz's workout. And the opportunity to get to know other challengers, that was a really big difference. And again, it just grew into more support. Now I have a different friend from a different team, or a new person from a different team. Oh, now I know, you know, Liz Watt. She's the coach. She's also the dietitian.
Yep.
I'm going to ask her a question about what we did on that grocery store tour. So you really saw a deeper growth and an enhancement of the spirit of the challenge.
So speaking with Jamie McGee again, UNC Wellness Centers, we're talking about the 97.9 The Hill 2018 Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. UNC Healthcare sponsoring this interview as well. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, for much more information on the challenge. Follow all 64 competitors, get the interviews, a lot of photographs, and don't forget to mark your calendars for this coming Monday, the 7th at 6:30. We'll have the wrap-up show, and we'll let you know who the winners are. One man and one woman will receive a year's free membership to the UNC Wellness Centers, which has a lot of amenities. And
yes,
I know everyone gets a different thing out of going to those centers, but what are some of the resources that help the most people the most?
I would say probably our biggest program is our group exercise program. So the fitness classes, and we have everything. You know, we have obviously aqua aerobics because of our pool. We've got group exercise studios, and we've got cycling, and we've got TRX, and we've got all of the different types of movements that a person would like to enjoy, are also be led by a professional group exercise instructor. So our group exercise program is probably the biggest resource available at UNC Wellness Centers as an amenity. We also have over 100 pieces of strength and cardiovascular training equipment. We also have an indoor track, so if the weather is warm, as you've already suggested, it will be warmer throughout the course of the week, you may want to walk inside. Or if it, you know, tends to get rainy, you can come inside. We also have wonderful staff. Every one of our UNC Wellness Center staff really does care about the person walking in the door. And so asking a staff member a question, being directed to, you know, this class or that class, really, it comes down to the people and being able to provide the services that we can for our members. Nice. One thing to note, Aaron, we did extend our UNC Wellness Center's membership to our challengers through June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking it an additional month and allowing our challengers to stay with us for another month to enjoy those amenities.
Kind of keep that momentum going,
exactly,
too. Exactly.
Yeah, keep the train going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the finale is going to be on Monday. It's 5 days from now, 6:30 to 7. We'll announce the winners. Is the challenge officially done now? Are all the numbers in? Do you know who the winners are?
I do not know who the winners are.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning and Saturday morning, we have post-testing. So our challengers at the beginning of the challenge had what was called a pre-test, and they got their measurements done, and everything from blood pressure, girth measurements, body percent fat, and height and weight, all of those were measured. And so we'll be collecting that data again tomorrow and Saturday. So by the end of Saturday, we should have some idea of who our top winners are.
Yeah, stick it in an envelope, give it to Pricewaterhouse,
right,
and hope they don't have
keep it clean.
La La Land situation. There we go.
Exactly.
Again, speaking with Jamie McGee, UNC Healthcare, talking about the 97.9 The Hill 2018 Healthiest You Challenge. Chapelboro.com for more on it. We've got the Healthiest You finale Monday live from 6:30 to 7. You can tune in to 97.9 to hear that live, and we'll announce the winners then. For people who have not been able to take part in this challenge? Can I wrap up these conversations with the same question? Because everyone comes at it from a different perspective. People who have not been able to take part in this challenge, but everyone wants to be a little bit healthier, but you've got to get that momentum. You've got to break that inertia. What is step number one? What's the first easiest thing that you can do to just sort of get the momentum going and start working your way to being healthier?
I mean, for me, it's, you know, finding the activity that makes you happy, that suits you, that you enjoy. And then the next follow-up, you know, comment would be, I don't enjoy anything. I don't like moving. Well, you know, we have to move. It's part of our human function. We have to stand up, sit down, and walk forward and walk back. So if it starts with something as, you know, step one is walking,
mm-hmm.
find a place that's safe, that is environmentally controlled, say an indoor walking area like, say, University Place,
mm-hmm.
You know, join a walking program. That would be step number one. While you're doing step number one, find some friends. Get your family members involved. Get a dog, or maybe you already have a dog, and take that pet outside and go for a walk. So I think there's a number of things that is really big part of step one. But pre-step one, it's make the decision.
Yep.
Make the decision to do whatever action it is that you intend to do. And so maybe walking's not your number one. Maybe that's not something in your cards because of orthopedic limitation. Maybe it's getting in the water and doing a water aerobics program. So, but before all that starts, it has to start right here between your ears, and you have to decide for yourself and in your mind and your heart, am I ready to begin? I've been told by my physician I should begin. Is that strong enough, you know, an impetus for you to go forward, or is it going to take more than that? But it really has to come from the individual to decide, I'm ready.
Yep. Absolutely great advice. Go to our website, chapelboro.com. Get more on the Healthiest You Challenge. Hear from the competitors, see photographs, and tune in this Monday, the 7th, from 6:30 to 7 for the finale show. Find out who the winners are. Jamie McGee, UNC Wellness Centers, thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you, Aaron.